How do you like me now? Welcome to the podcast that always takes it there. I am your host, T, from the infamous tblog.com, and now I reside right here on the T podcast to entertain all of you. Some say I have a way with words. Some call me the Tom Brady of blogging, the Conor McGregor of podcasting, the white Tupac of screenwriting, the king of the bean, a.k.a. Boston. I'm the man who is always on his grown man shit. Thank you for tuning in once again, or for the first time ever. Now let me do what I do here, and that is to entertain the shit out of all of you. Today is Wednesday, May 22nd, 2019. I am recording this on new software. I'm hoping this takes out some of the edginess, the sound, the graininess in the recordings. See how this goes over. It's the first time doing it. Hopefully you heard yesterday's podcast. If you didn't, listen it again. Yesterday, I sat in the Tea Palace, the studio, my office within the Tea Palace, and I had my nephew, C Money, and my niece, Hey Leezy, on the podcast. Two of my very first guests that actually sat in with me as I recorded the Tea podcast. And I open up to all of you a side that I've written about on T-Blog that I hope you enjoyed, all you family-oriented people out there, all you parents, all you aunts, all you uncles. That was near and dear to my heart. I had fun. I love when they sleep over. Members of the Wolf Pack. As you all know, I am part of the Cunt Club with myself, Habibi, and Bilo. I'm part of the Wolf Pack, being Uncle T, with C-Money, Hey Leezy, and H-Nizzle. I am also part of the Chingaderos. I have not introduced the Chingaderos, but I will soon enough. I've written about them on T-Blog. Go to tblog.com. I am affiliated with many family gangs. I am. I am a part of some non-biker gangs. I really am. It's crazy. And you know what I'm doing here today? I promised a lot of people that I would sit back on the podcast. And I'm sitting back in my chair in my office right now, and I was going to get a little more topical. Everybody's like, T, you have an opinion about everything. T, you're on the podcast. You're sharing your stories. You're going in-depth in your stories with Bilo. You're going back and forth. Bilo himself was critical that we need to get more topical, which I will do my best at covering topics, but also staying true to the message and the point of T-Blog, which is me talking about my life and my opinions on everything, which impact my day-to-day. So I have to say that some of the topics out there, of course, impact my life. And things that come across my desk through email, whether on my personal or on my phone or at work, at the office, or on social media, that there are a lot of things going on that I'm sure people will love to hear my opinion on. So I'm just going to pull topics out of the air, mix that in with things going on in my life, and put it all together and deliver the most important, the most relevant, the funniest, most entertaining, most original tea podcast that I could deliver. So a couple things that I'm doing today's podcast. A lot of stuff's been going on in the world. A lot of things have been on social media. A lot has been impacting Twitter and just in the news itself. It's something I have a strong opinion on. And I know a lot of podcasters are probably talking about it because obviously I listen to a lot of podcasts. If you're listening to this, you probably listen to a lot of podcasts too. Alabama. The fucking state of Alabama. That hillbilly state. They went ahead and they took the vote to ban abortion. It's at the point right now where 25 white men, again, I am a white man, I am a white male. Doesn't mean those are my people. Italians are my people, but sometimes Italians do fucked up shit. See, I'm very selective of who I choose to affiliate myself with. And that's what I was getting at in an earlier podcast where people think the white male, you know, white privilege and all this shit. Well, if there's another example of how I distance myself from a lot of other people, regardless of the color of their skin, regardless of their stature, let me just tell you, I want nothing to do with those 25 fucks down in Alabama where they took the vote, these fucking councilmen in their Senate, that they have passed the ability to get rid of abortions. That's right. These 25 men, some are married, some are fathers. Some have daughters in this ass backwards country fucking inbred incestuous state. That's right. I don't know if I have any listeners in Alabama. I'm an East Coast guy, Northeast, Boston. You can tell by the accent. And I got a little topic for the Boston accent coming up too. But to stay on this topic, you think that you have the right to sit there. And again, I'm not trying to be one of those guys where this is a political podcast, but, you know, I have to get into politics. I'm not somebody who's trying to preach that I am better than other people. But I'll tell you what. I am 41 and a half years old. I have gone through this world a long time. Dating, being in and out of relationships. Just do the math. You know, if a guy has gone this long and has been in certain relationships, that means I've been with plenty of women. I've been careful. I've practiced safe sex. I am clean. I get tested. I have no problem sharing that. But I've been careful. And sometimes, you know, when I was younger, my younger days, and even, you know, not recently, but things happen. Things happen. Mistakes are made. I've been with women who, in their past, opened up to me that they've had abortions. Now, each of them have had different stories as to why they did it. I've been with women from different backgrounds, different ethnicities, different colors, different religions. And that is that line where abortion for some women, again, I'm talking from my experiences, have always thought about that, whether, you know, you're Catholic, you know, Christianity. Those are the ones where you're brought up a certain way, where you're taught that abortion is wrong, that you're taking a life, right? Okay. But the real life situation where some of these women who got pregnant by mistake, they weren't fit to raise a kid. They weren't ready. They were young. They were still kids themselves. They wanted to go off to finish high school, go on to college, and live a life. They weren't ready to be moms, so they chose to get an abortion. Then there are women that I knew growing up with who, when I was in high school, especially in East Boston, in the mid to late 90s, a lot of girls I grew up with were getting pregnant at 14, 15, 16 years old. There were cousins, members of my family, that were getting pregnant at that age. And a lot of them chose to be single moms. They chose to keep those kids in their lives to raise them and, you know, just go through life as a mom. Some got married to the baby fathers. Some went on to long-term relationships. They chose to have the kid. So I could speak from experiences and own people that, again, women that have had abortions and women that chose to raise the kids in different religious backgrounds. Myself, I have never gotten a woman pregnant with an abortion. Also, I was raised Catholic and I have strong opinions. For me, if now at this point in my life, obviously I'm financially secure pretty much, and I would be a dad as long as I was married, but sometimes life has its own plan. If I got a woman pregnant now, I would find a way to support that kid, obviously, as long as she wants to have the kid too, and I would raise the child. Back then, if I was in high school and college, I don't know if I could or I would have, or if the woman wanted to. If I got a woman pregnant, a girl pregnant, in my teen years or maybe my early 20s when neither one of us was fit and we had a lot of things going on and we decided to get an abortion, we would have gotten an abortion. And I know people out there that they hear that and they think that's a life. And then I remember having these conversations with my mother where I was the joke with her and she'd say, you know, I may have kids out there that I don't know about. And she would laugh. And I would laugh, but she would get mad at me. And I would say, you know, you just never know what's out there. I could be a dad. I'm still waiting to this day that some grown kid, some boy is going to knock on my door, a grown man or a daughter is going to say, hey, you know so-and-so from back when? I'm like, yeah. Well, luckily so far, knock on wood, that's the desk, not my head. I haven't. But today, and see now, you know, the states, the United States of America, that this is a topic where one state is now pushing this forward. It's going in front of this governor, a woman who is a fucking cunt. Shit, I might even call her a cunt. That goes beyond cunt. And they're going to put this into effect. But first, let's start with these 25 guys. Fathers, married, hillbilly fucks, religious aside. You think you could tell any woman, again, I'm not trying to be preachy here, what they can do with their bodies? Who the fuck are you? Especially in a state where it is pretty common to be fucking inbred and incest and there's rape down there. An 11-year-old girl that gets raped by her fucked-up cousin or uncle or father. You're saying they have to have that child. You know what that's going to lead to? With them trying to go get illegal abortions that may cause them to die now because the doctors, they will get arrested if they give an abortion in Alabama. Or these kids and these girls, these young kids running to other states with no money, afraid to talk to their parents. You know what the fuck you're going to cause? The fuck are you to tell anybody, anyone, fuck your religious fuck will you stand if you don't think you should get an abortion, but you're a man, you can't get fucking pregnant, you dope, she shouldn't have a fucking opinion on this. You can't put those beliefs in that way of life. That is insane to me that these 25 fucking dickheads, because that's what they are doing that in Alabama. So Alabama, I would call you a cunt of the week, a cunt of the week, a cow, but I'm too disgusted to even call you that. You should be fucked. You would go back and take away abortion to stop that and ruin these fucking lives to force your beliefs. This is something that we go to war with other countries because we think their beliefs are wrong. Like, that's how fucked up it is. We're not regressing. To force your way on anyone, an individual, a state, a city, a country, because of where your politics may lie. That's why we're in the situation where we are. Stop forcing your way upon anyone and let people be. Let's talk and find a happy fuck for this, Alabama. You're way out of fucking line, and I'm done with this topic. All right, moving on. Something a little lighter. Game of Thrones. This is coming on Wednesday, the 22nd. Game of Thrones will be wrapped up. I'm recording this before the Game of Thrones series finale. And I'm over here just trying to fathom something. No, I'll process the finale and I'll probably have opinions on it in a later podcast. I'm trying to process all these people complaining about Game of Thrones, about the way the season has been written. Look, I'm a screenwriter. I'm a writer. I've written TV shows, nothing you've seen. I've written treatments and pitches and scripts, movies. I have strong opinions about not just what I see on screen as a fan, but strong opinions on how to structure a story. Character arcs, character development, plot points, you probably don't care about. Until now, a lot of people out there have all these fucking opinions about Game of Thrones, that this last season wasn't up to snuff. Finale aside, because I didn't watch it yet, I gotta say this. You're talking about someone who's come from the Seinfeld era, the greatest sitcom of all time. You're talking about someone who's come from the Sopranos. That a lot of other shows started following that. Networks couldn't handle that. So other paid networks, cable channels started launching shows because of Sopranos. Those shows, Seinfeld and Sopranos, were so great. The last episodes weren't up to snuff. We all have problems with that. We all have problems with Jerry, Elaine. On trial, everybody had something to say about them. It was a way to bring everybody back on the show. And then it ended with them in jail. For something silly. The show about nothing ended with them in jail. When I watched it, yeah, I thought I could have done better back then, but I had strong opinions. And then The Sopranos, of course, fucking of course, the writers chose on purposely David Chase to leave it open-ended. Did Tony die at the end? In that diner where you look off to the left, to the right, people from Tony's past, were they really in there? Was it a metaphor? Were they going in there to kill Tony? Were the feds coming to arrest Tony? Did Tony die in front of his family? All of a sudden, the little bell rings at the diner. Meadow comes in, and Tony looks up. I always say that the writers have to do their job and write the show. It may not be the ending you want. The characters following books from R.R. Martin, George R.R. Martin, then the writers had to take it upon themselves to deviate they had to deviate from the books and come up with their own storylines. So a show that for the first, let's go, had the source material. It's a show that was meticulous about every fucking detail, slow pace, character development. You got to see something special where these characters were taking a long time going across the lands, going across Westeros, where it took 30 days on foot or horseback to get from King's Landing to Winterfell and vice versa. There was stuff happening near the wall, on the other side of the wall. These character developments where you developed this whole story too, that the Night King and Jon Snow, what was their background? Were they related? Was that his dad? Were they going to fight? Was he going to kill him? And next thing you know, Arya does it, jumping over the bush and just knifes him. Because they didn't have the source material, these writers had to go somewhere down. So they started to speed up the show. Now I'll take a step back, you to see Barry in commitments, right? HBO struck a deal where they were going to do a shortened season. Last season, the finale, the final season was only going to be... Now you got production costs. You got to go shoot on scene, location. You got to get the area where it's winter, the area where it's not snowing. Producers and actresses and these people on set, everybody, the caterers, everything, they had to sign other deals and move on beyond Game of Thrones. That's exactly what we're seeing now. So you have a scheduled shoot. They shot that season. Now they're moving on to the other projects. It gets edited and us, the fans, were watching it. I didn't want them to die. Characters ended up the way they want them to end it up. And I'm sure I'm going to have some comments and be a little disappointed. Fucking ghost. Great show, source material side or not, never end the way you want. You're a fucking fan. You got to know your role. Me, I'm a screenwriter and a fan, but I got no say. I got no skin in this game. I have no money vested. I got no time. I didn't write a single word for any Game of Thrones scripts. Signing a petition, as of this recording, there are 400,000 signatures, imaginary petition because these don't go anywhere, to get HBO to hire new writers and reshoot the entire final season of Game of Thrones. Never in the history has this fucking taken place. The only thing I've seen recently in petitions is to get a show that was being canceled and either bring it back or move it to another network or maybe a Netflix. That has happened. But I'm telling you what, you fucking nerds, you fucking fanboys, you all know how I feel about fanboys, it is what it is. Take the disappointment on the fucking chin, take what you can, enjoy the 6 years that we got out of it. The last 2, 7, and 8 seasons weren't as good. These characters have been with us since 2011. You know what show had me more frustrated than any other show? Lost. It never told us what was going on. Were they dead? Were they alive? Were they in purgatory? What the fuck was going down? Sometimes you have to accept it for what it is. It's entertainment. You're not going to get a redo of this final season. Go pay your bills. Go bang your wife. Go bang your fucking husband. Go to the gym and stop, please. For your sanity, for my sanity, putting that much fucking vested time and interest to this Game of Thrones season. I have a Deadpool going. It's entertainment. I'm having fun with people from work. I'm having fun texting people. These ladies that I'm dating, talking to, friends. Everybody has an opinion. Have fun. Enjoy for what it is. But you're not going to get a fucking redo. Back the fuck up. Don't ever do this again because the next big show that we're all going to love, you're probably going to have opinions too. It's inevitable. It is what it is. But please, don't sign the petition because nothing's going to happen. You sick fucks. Moving on. Something came out this week where I saw a cool feature, right? For premium Uber, for a ride, they're going to allow you the ability to silence your driver. That's right. Now, who won't want that? I wanted that in taxi cabs back in the day because I fucking hate taxi drivers. But even Uber drivers. I drive a lot in the city of Boston. I walk a lot. I'm very mobile. I usually hop in my car when I got to pick up a pretty lady to go on a date. If she lives in the city or is close by or something after work, we meet up on foot. We take Ubers to meet up. I never fuck with Lyft. I do take Ubers occasionally. Depends, especially if I'm drinking or I don't want to do the walk home. However, it works out. If I get the lady with me and I want to take her back to my place, we hop in an Uber. I think that has to be regulated, their background, especially all the things that are going on with these Uber drivers doing stuff to girls. It's fucked up. But my personal take of sitting in the back of a car with a stranger, a short ride, a long ride, usually it's probably within 10 to 15 minutes giving. Boston is always traffic any time of the day. Sterile driving at nighttime, you never know. I don't want you, now I'm a friendly guy, I'm not going to be fucking rude, but that whole chit-chat, that small talk, bro, odds are I'm getting in the back of that Uber, I'm going to meet a girl, want a date, we'll probably text. I'm looking at my phone. I don't want to listen to you, your music, your conversation, stay in your zone, just pick me up. I have no problem with this feature. I would love to pay for the premium ride in silence on my app, click it, saying I don't want my driver talking to me. That's a fucking beautiful thing because the small talk for these Uber drivers, I don't want to open up to you. I don't know you. You pick me up at my house. I don't want to give you any type of sign that I'm not going to be home. I don't know if you're going to fucking try to rob me. Like, I don't know where you come from. So let's not chit-chat. Let's just enjoy the ride. You get paid. If you stay quiet all the fucking time, I'm going to hook you up with a fat-ass rating. But now I don't need to even worry about that because anytime I take a premium fucking Uber, guess what? Silence mode, bitches. I'm not talking to you. Don't talk to me. Peace the fuck out, Uber. I know your fucking stock was off to a rocky start. You don't really have a solid business plan, even though fucking celebrities are on Instagram thinking that you do. You're going to be regulated. There's going to be some fucking problems. You're banned in other countries. Let's see where you go. Big picture, that's big picture. I'm not worrying about that. Small picture, small T picture. When you pick me up now, you're not going to be saying shit to good old T-Dog because I got nothing to say to you. I'm hitting that motherfucking button. Okay, moving on to one last final topic, and I'll call it a wrap today. Ladies and gentlemen on the podcast, Hans, don't stop playing quite yet. I've been on here plenty of times. Just a little while ago, obviously, I'm a movie fan, pop culture, TV, big time into fucking the Marvel DC universe, grew up in comic books. Obviously, I've said it before, Marvel has created the blueprint for comic book movies. DC has struggled with that, struggled with their movies, with their universe. They've done an ass backwards. Instead of Marvel, where they introduced the individual characters and then put them together and made the Avengers, they created that whole universe. And they started taking these second-tier characters and spinning them off. And they had it all coming together, 11 years worth, 22 movies, and you had Endgame. Now they're spinning off to Phase 4. They got Spider-Man being split, being used from Sony. They had Spider-Man doing the whole universe over there, Venom and beyond. They got it down pat. Now that they bought the Fox, you know, 20th Century Fox, and they have the rights to the X-Men now, they're going to bring the X-Men universe in, and I'm pretty much guaranteed, I'm pretty confident in Disney Marvel that they're going to get good writers, they're going to get A-list actors, they're going to recast all these X-Men, and they're going to bring that into that universe, and they're going to do a bang-up job introducing the X-Men, no doubt about it. DC can't do this. A lot of problems DC has, and not just from the writers and the stories, but the casting. Margot Robbie aside as Harley Quinn, which is a B-level character, but she's an A-lister, and she's the best thing to happen so far in that Suicide Squad. Now she's getting her own universe being spun around. It's a fucked up world where the two, maybe three most iconic comic book characters of all time, with Superman and Batman, you put Wonder Woman in there too, who's been doing all right for herself, even though I want to cast Gal Gadot, but she's doing all right. You can't get a good Marvel, you can't get a good, because looking at Captain Marvel, because I thought that was campy too, but that made money. You can't get a good Superman franchise going. Henry Cavill was a good actor, but you didn't want to keep that going. Fine, you bring Ben Affleck in, you throw him into the Batman versus Superman, throw in Doomsday, throw in Wonder Woman, you fucked up that whole thing. Then you did Justice League. It's fucked up that Jason Momoa is Aquaman and fucking Margot Robbie as Harley Quinn are two of your bigger tier characters and franchises. That makes no sense to me. And now you want to look back and say, all right, we fucked up Justice League. We're going to do some recasting. You had a story and a script that Ben Affleck was going to direct himself in a standalone Batman movie. That wasn't working. You forced Affleck out of it. Okay, he was a better Bruce Wayne than he was Batman, but he had the chin, he had the look. Batman is a big dude. He doesn't have superpowers, but he's big. He works out. He's trained. He's hand-to-hand, one of the best fighters in the world, the world's greatest detective, and he's a billionaire, so he has all these resources. And then he always finds a way to solve the case, a way to beat his enemy. That was working. That's what you have with Batman. Street justice, vigilante, rough, rugged, goes anywhere from a criminal with a gun to a supervillain or somebody trying to take over the universe. That's the scale that Batman runs. So you scrap the whole Ben Affleck version, and Matt Reeves decided to cast younger. He wanted an actor in his 30s to start the standalone Batman movie now that they're getting Affleck out, which I'm assuming now Justice League is going to be scrapped because now he's starting all over again. Meanwhile, over here, you got Suicide Squad, but Jared Leto's not going to appear in that universe anymore as Joker. Okay. And then over here, you got Todd Phillips and Joaquin Phoenix's R-rated hard Joker origin movie taking place in the 80s. Okay. I mean, you see what I'm saying? DC's all over the fucking place. So now, our new Batman, now, they got news the other day, it came down to two actors, and then they retracted the statement, right? It came down to Nicholas Holt, who is Beast in these new X-Men movies. I think he's a good actor. He might be a decent Batman. And then the other person was Robert Pattinson. That's right. The fucking Twilight kid. That kid who's a grown man now, 32, 10 years later after Twilight, the sparkling little fucking mopey vampire is going to be Batman. Then they released something that came down to him. He was selected to be Batman. Then the internet went off, Twitter went off, people like, no, 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 it's between the two again. It wasn't Robert Pattinson. Look, I think they're backing up from this statement. I don't know if they're actually going to pull the offer on the table, or maybe Robert Pattinson saw all the hate that he was getting. Affleck got a lot of that hate too. All I'm saying is DC, Warner Brothers, Robert Pattinson, the agents, the investors, the producers, you already fucked up your movies. Listen to the people. For the first time ever, I think you need to listen to the people, because you don't want those like Game of Thrones fanboys saying you want a redo. You don't fuck up Batman. It is what it is. Get another person. Get somebody that has the look of Batman, the size, the feel. Robert Pattinson, the sparkling, moody, pretty boy, is not your fucking Batman. Christian Bale was a phenomenal fucking Batman. Ben Affleck kind of had the look, but he really can't act. Start over again. Robert Pattinson is a terrible fucking choice. Okay? Pull that back. Change that shit. As Hans Zimmer is coming in to close out today's podcast, the T Podcast, got as topical as a motherfucker. Did what I did. I gave you my opinions like only T can. Where to find me? All right. On Instagram, the_T_podcast for all the podcast related stuff. And T Blog, that's another account, TBLAWG, one word, for some amazing pics. Go like them, go like the photos, the memes, DM me, hit me up, give me some feedback on the podcast, if you like the topics or not. Also, I'm on Twitter at T Blog, all one word. Find me on Facebook, the T Blog page. Or you can reach me, let me know if you like the topical sides of the podcast, you want more topics, more opinions to talk about, because this is coming from that, the feedback. I'm hearing you all. Got topical today, so I'm trying to give you, the listening audience, the people I come here for to entertain, something that you want. Email me, t@t-blog.com. And, of course, you can find me here on the podcast, all the places started at all, tblog.com, but I'm here on the podcast, the T Podcast, 3 times a week. This week, I'm running solo. Yesterday, I was with the Wolfpack. We had that. Today, I'm solo. Tomorrow, I'll be solo. B-Lo, Habibi, we couldn't get time to record. They'll be coming back next week. Specifically, B-Lo, gonna work something out with Habibi, make sure we get some recording time. Especially on the sports going on, Bruins heading to the Stanley Cup. We'll get into that. That's the show, everyone. Hans Zimmer, you're blasting in my ear. You're blasting in the audience here. Till next time, always take it.